The Rockies going for their fourth straight win, taking on the Nationals. Bryce Harper named NL Player of the Week, getting a little rest out of the starting lineup for this one. We pick up the action in the sixth, 2-1 Nats. Ryan Zimmerman at the plate, facing Tyler Anderson.
Swinging a long drive, straightaway center field. Back goes Blackman to the warning track. At the wall, he leaps. He can't get it, and it is gone. Ryan Zimmerman to straightaway center field, just to the right of the 415 mark. It's a towering two-run homer, number seven here in the month of April for Zimmerman. RBI 17 and 18, and the Nationals have hit for the cycle in the inning. They lead the Rockies 4-1. Arenado leads from third, the 2-1 to Reynolds. Blasted high and deep to left field. Worth back to the warning track. He's at the wall, and it's gone. Mark Reynolds with home run number six. He now has 18 RBIs. And the Rockies get a couple back. It's now 4-3. The Nationals lead trimmed to 1. Pitch. Swinging a long drive right field. Forget about it. It is long gone. Second deck home run for Charlie Blackman. And Romero gives up the lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning. A two-run shot. Blackman sixth. Rockies 5, Nationals 4.
That was the 13th hit for the Rockies, and a swing and a shot into left field through the hole of base hit. Scoring from third is Reynolds. Stopping at third is Parra. Story to second. On at first is Walters with his third hit of the game and second run batted in. The bases are still loaded with nobody out. Two runs home in the inning, and it's now the Rockies 7 and the Nationals 4. Pitch. Swing and a tapper slowly hit first base side. Fielded by Reynolds to the bag ahead of Harper. And on one pitch, it bat is over, and so is this ball game. The Rockies come back from a 4-1 deficit in the bottom of the sixth inning. They use two-run homers in the sixth inning and seventh inning, and then use five hits in a row plus a ground out to score three more runs in the bottom of the eighth inning and pull away.
The Rockies have now won four in a row and 7 of 8 as they take it 8-4. Colorado has scored 34 total runs during their four-game winning streak. Charlie Blackman extends his hitting streak to 9 games. Mark Reynolds with 2 hits, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. The Nationals come up short as they fall to the Rockies. Manager Dusty Baker spoke afterwards.
I mean, you know, he gave us, you know, all we needed. And, you know, we were hoping that he'd take us into the seventh, hopefully, then we can piece the eighth and ninth. But, they beat us the eighth and ninth. You know, that's when they scored, you know, those decisive runs against us. And that's what we've been doing, you know. We talk about winning the seventh, eighth, and ninth if necessary, but they won it tonight. And they got some big hits. They got some real big hits. None probably larger than Reynolds. You know, got that, I think it was 2 outs when he hit the homer. And then, Charlie Blackman, he hit his homer. So, these guys, we realize they're tough here. We just have to, you know, make a little bit better pitches. They weren't bad, but you got to give them a little credit for hitting them. But we got to keep them in the ballpark.
Blake didn't give up a lot of hard contact in that eighth inning, but he gave up a lot of singles. Is there anything that stood out about that frame for him?
No. I mean, the left-handers are hitting in the left field, you know, and, that's how they're going to try to hit him. And, they did flare a couple in there. But in this ballpark, you got to play so deep, you know, that you're going to get, you know, some flares. You know, get some first to thirds. And, we'll go get some rest tonight and then come back strong tomorrow and start a new streak.
They seemed to figure out Anderson all at once in the sixth inning. Mm-hmm. Could you tell
changed? He kind of had eaten out of his hand early in the game, throwing a lot of change-ups, and some cutters inside to keep you honest. But basically it was his change-up that had us fishing. And we finally made him get some balls up in the zone. Because if you're chasing them down, those are tough balls to hit. And if you hit them, you're just going to top them like we did, a couple toppers to him. So, we'll write this one off. And then, come back, get a good night's sleep, and come back tomorrow.
Just with any, I know know the concern has always been he's walked a lot of people, but it seems like he hasn't. That hasn't been the problem lately. What do you attribute kind of the way he's getting hit to?
Well, he hadn't gotten hit that much, you know, except tonight. You know that homer, because like he pitched outstanding in New York, and you know, these are some pretty good hitters. I mean, he gave up a homer to a pretty good hitter in Charlie Blackmon. So there's nothing. Sometimes, you know, the hitters get paid just like our guys get paid, and so and every pitch isn't always a bad pitch.
Dusty, how about Jacob Turner? What an amazing quality start he put together for you to keep you in the game.
Yeah, that was a quality start, and boy, you know, I thought he had a chance to get out of that inning, and was going to go into the seventh, and that would really been nice. But, you know, he gave us all he had. He threw strikes. He threw quality strikes, all except to Reynolds, who's known to hit the ball at the ballpark. And, you know, he's been doing that for years. So I tell you, he had a good breaking ball. He threw a real good changeup to Cargo to strike him out. And so, you know, he had a very positive outing.
The series against the Rockies continues on Tuesday. Joe Ross on the hill going up against Germán Márquez.